Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, it's midnight, and you're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson, ministering music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. We're going to start out with a little gospel jazz melody entitled, I Worship You. Almighty God, speak to my heart, and there is none like you. So sit back. Enjoy.
About that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight. Tonight, we have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship, but I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Judas sold the kingdom down for 30 pieces of silver. That dark in the midnight. God will bring us out. And in the commentaries, they said, as in the dark, not at the depth, you may cry unto God. No place, no time is amiss for prayer. As the heart be lifted up to God, no trouble, however grieving, should hinder us from praise. Christianity is the be of God, and that is obliges us to be just our own lives. Paul cried out aloud to make the jailer hear, to make him heed that he do thyself. The jailer was to make sure that Paul as far as remained in prison that because of so many miracles were taking place. You know, they just wanted
they took off.
Make sure that if something strange took off, at least it hit him once, but it's not. This man, this jailer, Paul was somebody because he was going to take his life. So, but Paul was there on a mission, on a divine assignment. He was there to tell the man, do thyself no harm. All the cautions of the word of God against him and all the appearance of it and approaches to it at this instant. Man, woman, do not ruin thyself. Hurt not thyself. And then none else can see thee. Do not sin. Commit suicide. When you take another person's life. That's sin. But Paul was in my position. Then young man. Do nothing. But that can hurt. Even as to the body, we are cautioned against the sins which do harm to us. Converting grace to speak the language of and to do good people and good ministers. God great decision. How serious the jailer inquired. Well, he says, what must I do to be saved? His salvation became his greatest concern. It lies in his heart. It is our own precious soul that we ought to be concerned about. When it comes to the gospel, the Bible says, what must I do to be saved? The jailer said, what must I do to be saved? Because, see, many have been invited. Accept Christ as your personal Savior. Believe that Jesus has died and rose again, thou shalt be saved. But if truth is supposed, how if Christ is our Redeemer, Christ is salvation, the Bible says that Christ is the creature, how come we no trust in God, or don't understand why. You've got to go through what we go through. Well, we all have a story with it, I'm quite sure. But why? Well, the question is, where's our focus? Wherever our focus is, that's where our faith is. And faith is the things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Well, did you hear the word? According to the word in Acts 16, chapter 25, at midnight, Paul and Silas were in prison, praying and A great noise. Man of God, what must I do? My beloved, you desire a change. You desire peace. You desire hope. You desire to want more of God. Well, here's an opportunity for you to make that decision. To say, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all so wonderful and you're all so true. And I believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I choose to accept you as Lord of my life. Because the word, I will hide it in my heart that I sin not against thee. And I will walk according to thy ways and thy steps. Because I live.
God speaks. Can you hear him? Can he hear you? I hope he hears me. I hope you're listening, God.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. If I touch, if I reach out to hold you. Till the morning light, would you mind if I said how I felt so tenderly again? 'Cause I never felt this way in my heart before.
writing this song is because I was going through depression. I'm not sure that you may or may not ever heard of someone share their story or testimony. But in life, everyone experiences that. Maybe they're feeling sad or upset. Often these feelings sometimes are temporary and sometimes they prolong. The question is serious. So it's a second and enjoy the song and let's hear some feedback. You call me at 717-379-1503. Share with me about the song.
My brother is a blue.
Singing in the background is Shelley Bush, Ruthie Deitch,
Brother. I don't know. I thought I never had a question. I never had a question for my body.
This is depression can be treated with medication, counseling, or a combination of both. Often the combined treatment is most effective. Counseling helps individuals become more aware of their thoughts, feelings, motives, actions, and perceptions. It can also teach helpful ways to cope with stressful events. And with the assistance of a mental health professional, such as a psychiatrist, psychologist, social worker, counselor, or spiritual counselor, potential pastor, another prayer warrior that can pray you through.
Someone that
knows and about your situation. If you think someone may be suffering from depression, the most important thing you can do is assist that person in getting help.
Last night
around.
Lack of energy.
Tired all the time. Just trust them. You gotta know it in order to trust them.
beloved.
God is love.
It's love. Love. First of all,
no reason to your chain of thought. Try to find something new. What works for you so well? For me, it's just one word. Love, God, love me. I would love for you to learn to love me in a special way. What more can I say but love me now? Just love me now. Love me in a special way.
Wait a minute.